This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Into hour two, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, 1-866-582-9933. You have us as the number one radio show on over 100 affiliates across the United States of America right now. We're exposing the perversion of the professed church in America, teaching that you are to submit to perverse, tyrannical, arbitrary governments. Folks, it's unscriptural. And I am just at the tip of this iceberg, and I'm about ready to unload over the next hour. Before I do that, I'm going to take Rod from Michigan. Welcome to the show. How are you, my friend?
Hey, brother. How are you today?
I'm doing good. I'm just getting worked up on all this after seeing, again, and all the while knowing that the church in America is teaching that you're supposed to just submit to corruption and tyranny. It sickens me to the very core because I'm exposing right now from Scripture just the exact opposite of what the American people are being taught, Rod. So it bothers me and it's very grievous, to be quite honest with you.
Well, exactly. My wife, she's listening from a phone in a different room, just yelled at me. She says, "He's kudos. He's right on the way you explain it, Brad. You're doing a good job." And I just say it like this. You're like a glass of water in the middle of a forest fire with your message, brother. And don't ever quit. Don't ever think that. That's why you're number one.
And, well, I appreciate it.
We appreciate you more than you know. But, you know, Bradley, this guy from North Carolina that, what did he do, emailed you something you said?
I actually had an individual email me a picture of this article, and he said, "Bradley, I'm confused. What am I supposed to do?" And the headline is, it goes as follows. It says that we're supposed to submit to authorities. And then he perverts the meaning. He takes the meaning backwards, and then he teaches those that will read the papers that they're to submit to authorities regardless if they're good or bad.
Well, the first thing you should have picked up, other than you couldn't explain it any better, there's no such thing scripturally as a woman preacher or pastor. It's not biblical. Am I correct? A woman
that's what it tells us in the book of Corinthians, correct?
Absolutely. So when I hear somebody say a woman pastor or preacher, that's wrong. It's not right. You know, the males have been so emasculated in this country that it's sad, but that doesn't make it right. And but kudos to what you're saying, brother. I just wanted to call in and thank you for what you're doing. And preaching in the land of effeminized men.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly what we're dealing with, is effeminized men, no question about it. We appreciate you, Rod. Thank you for the call.
Thanks, brother.
You bet. Yep, you got it. Yep, thanks for the call. 1-866-582-9933. Let's get back to this, friends, because I'm going to just start downloading Scripture, and I'm going to do my best to go from Genesis all the way to Revelations within 1 hour, okay? But let's go back to Acts 12 real quick, the New Testament, because, again, we're being told by these people that Scripture teaches us to submit to authorities, but ungodly, tyrannical authorities, absolutely not any sense of the word. And by the way, our representatives don't require us to submit to them. We submit to the laws that God gave as we delegate power to our representatives to enforce that law. So let's keep that into perspective as well. Here we go. Acts chapter 12. "Now about that time, Herod the king stretched forth his hand to vex certain of the church, and he killed James, the brother of John, Zebedee, sons of Zebedee, sons of thunder, with the sword. And because he sought pleased the religious hypocrites, the Jews of the day, he proceeded further to take Peter also. And when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him to four quarantines, according millions, I'm sorry, of soldiers to keep him, intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people. Now listen, are they to submit to corrupt government? Listen carefully. Peter, therefore, was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for Peter. And when Herod would have brought him forth, the same night Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. And behold, who sends aid? The Holy One of Israel sends an angel of the Lord who came upon him, and a light shined in the prison, and he smote Peter, the angel did, on the side, and raised him up, saying, hey, listen, arise up quickly, and his chains fell off from his hands. And the angel of God said unto him, gird thyself, and bind on thy sandals. And so he did, and he saith unto him, cast thy garments also about thee, and follow me. And Peter, well, what did he do? He went about and followed him, and wist not that it was true, which was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision. And when they were past the first and second ward, they came unto the iron gate that leadeth unto the city, which opened to them of his own accord. You want to talk about the presence and power of the Holy One of Israel, folks? You're beginning to see in Scripture, folks, what happens, what the Lord will do on the behalf of his church when tyrants mean to touch his anointed. And when the Lord said, touch not mine anointed, he meant just that. Read Psalm 2 as well when you get a moment. Now listen to this. The Bible tells us they came unto the iron gate that leadeth unto the city, Peter and the angel, which opened to them of his own accord, and they went out and passed on through one street, and forthwith the angel departed from him. And when Peter was come to himself, he said, now I know of a surety that the Lord has sent an angel, and hath delivered me out of the hand of this corrupt tyrant named Herod, and from all the expectation of the people of the Jews. And when he had considered the thing, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together. And it goes on and on and on. The church was ecstatic, folks. They were excited. They were beyond transportation concerning joy, friends. Let's put it that way. And the bottom line, it goes back to the fact that when Herod, in verse 20, Acts 12, verse 20, it says, Herod was highly displeased with who? His guards. And when Herod sought for him, in verse 19, forgive me, and found him not, he examined the keepers and commanded that they should be put to death. The keepers were killed. Well, the church, the Christians, were being released by the angel of the Lord. So, let me ask you, according to what you're being told today, are you supposed to submit to corrupt authorities, friends? Absolutely. Let me ask you this, America, again. Are you to submit to those representatives in the United States of America that enforce the laws? No. You're to be submissive to the law that God gave, not to your representatives. If they enforce the law for good and a good and a praise of the people, the way Scripture tells them so, hey man, we're in this together. We're best of friends because, again, they work for us. We are the government in this country, okay? And again, we love good government, but if government gets out of hand the way it is today, friends, you are commanded by God, let me remind you, to protest corruption. You are not to submit to it nowhere. If you want to prove me otherwise, 1-866-582-9933. I want to tell you first and foremost, I don't care about your opinion. I care about what Scripture has to say about it, and you can't tell me where in Scripture it tells me to submit to corruption. Because God didn't ordain magistrates to be corrupt. He ordained them to enforce his moral law, to establish righteousness and peace within the gates.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Today, let's get off the bench and participate in reclaiming America's historical foundations, just like our patriot fathers have for generations before us. So let us all hold dear to our Christian roots, and together we will restore our nation's framework by gratefully supporting the Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks, getting worked up. That's what happens, folks. We're called to be ministers of the flames of fire. You know, that saying goes, if you're born in the fire, you'll never settle for the smoke. Well, that's exactly right. John Wesley, the famous field preacher, used to set himself on fire every morning that the world might come watch him burn. Of course, that's what the Spirit of God does and is doing today from those that he can use. It's like Jeremiah, I have a fire shut up in my bones and it has to come out. Folks, this topic aggravates me and irritates me and makes me more indignant than almost any other. When you have the professed church in America, and by the way, the professed church is responsible for the immorality in your country today. You have to know that. When the church fails to be the light, folks, you can rest assured society's going to go down the tubes real quick. Don't blame the government, friends, for what the church is responsible for, because it first starts with the church. The church is called to be the moral compass of society. When that goes, all goes. Now, I'm not telling you not to deal with corruption, because that's exactly what we're talking about right now, because we're being told through articles throughout the United States of America that, listen to these dummies, man. Look at this lady. She was standing up and protesting an arena where Donald Trump came, and while everybody was praising Trump, she was protesting. So she was doing her job, and he said, well, maybe she should go home and study the scriptures because we're supposed to submit to authorities. Really? Whoa. This is how it works. You receive your rights from God. You and I. We delegate authority to those that serve we the people. They derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. They do what you let them do. Nothing more and nothing less. If they do more and act out of their scope of authority given unto them, delegated unto them by we the people, then we are to remove them, Article 2, Section 4. Okay? Just so you know. And we are a country, friends, as John Adams rightly said. We're a country of laws. We're not a country of the laws of men, but of God. And that's who gave them. Think not that your rights come from the generosity of the state. They come not from the state, but from the hand of God. That's right. And those that serve we the people, when they become corrupt, not only are they removed, but they are also prosecuted, friends. Okay? Now let's go over again in the face. Let Scripture fly in the face of the lies that you're being told by the professed church in America. Okay? Did Moses violate God's principle of submission to authority when he killed the Egyptian taskmaster in defense of his fellow Hebrew? Let me stop there. When you begin to think of Moses, he was the meekest man alive. That means power under control. He was in the hand of God, filled with the Holy Ghost. As a matter of fact, at the end of his days, friends, his eye grew not dim. Isn't that crazy? I mean, it was like he was a young man and he was 120 years old. His eyes grew not dim. He had his natural vigor, friends. He never lost it. But when you think of Moses, wasn't Moses, the one that was raised up in Pharaoh's court, first of all, to be used against Pharaoh on another day? Yes, in fact, he was. Matter of fact, the meekest man alive was sent by God to go back to the face of Pharaoh and tell him, not debate with him, not to be diplomatic with him, but to go back to the face of Pharaoh, that corrupt tyrant, and he told him, Moses did, on the authority of the Holy One of Israel, let my people go. And if you don't, this is what's going to happen. Well, because Pharaoh didn't listen, God intervened once again, the same way that he is today on the behalf of those who obey him with the whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. Okay? It's not a good place to put yourself when you again touch God's anointed. If you want to play with them, you're going to pay, rest assured. With that said, God brought forth judgment upon 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 judgment on the heads of Pharaoh and his magistrates that would not be ruled by God. To do what? To bring forth the mass exodus. Isn't it interesting? Now, the children of Israel were sent forth. They were liberated through the blood of the Paschal lamb that was put upon the lintel posts of their door. They were liberated through blood. And the first thing the Lord did was brought them through to Mount Sinai and chained them to the Ten Commandments so that they might understand where true liberty is found. That being in Christ, but only to magnify what? Read Romans 3:31 when you get a moment. Wait a second. I thought we're supposed to submit to the tyrants. I thought we're supposed to study Scripture, and we're supposed to just submit to government no matter if they're good or bad. That's what you're being told. Matter of fact, if you didn't know that, you're stupid, according to the professed church in America today. But I, again, by Scripture, am showing you who the stupid ones are, the ignorant ones are. By the way, that's what he said. I didn't say it. So, I ask you, did Moses violate God's principle of submission to authority when he killed the Egyptian taskmaster in defense of his fellow Hebrew? Or when he confronted the Pharaoh? Telling the Pharaoh, not asking, but telling the Pharaoh to let my people go. No, he was obeying God. He was completely obeying God. Does that not fly in the face of what you're being taught today, friends? Well, what about this? What about Elijah? Read 1 Kings 18 when you get a moment. Did Elijah violate God's principle of submission to authority when he openly challenged Ahab and Jezebel, like the Bill Clintons and the Hillary Clintons of the day, friends? Did the prophets of today, friends, because there are many prophets in the land, but there's very few that are willing to tell you, and I want to tell you something, what needs to be said, but I want to tell you the Holy Ghost will not be strained. He will have his way. Even if he has to use a donkey, he will use a donkey. God chose the foolish things of the world to confound that which is wise. He chose the weak things of the world to confound that which is mighty. He will have his way. Unless, folks, rest assured, he is having his way. But I think it's good for the church to get aligned with what his word says rather than what some effeminate pastor or, again, hireling or whore has to say. Those guys want to be there. That's why, folks, they can't give you what they ain't got. And I said it exactly how I meant to say it. They don't have the Holy Ghost. Romans 5:5. They don't have the Holy Ghost who comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. John 16:8. They don't have the Holy Ghost to slay sin. They have no idea what Jeremiah 23:29 means when the Lord says, "Is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces?" That's foreign to them. That's completely foreign to them. And keep in mind, going to the New Testament, Scripture tells us that the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. They don't have the Spirit. That's why there is no life. And what do? They teach you to submit yourself to corruption in government, when Scripture teaches us just the exact opposite. Did Elijah violate God's principle of submission to authority when he openly challenged Ahab and Jezebel? Absolutely not. And furthermore, let me remind you that when Ahab, not only did Jezebel have the prophets killed during that day that were calling them out for who they were, but keep in mind, Elijah was the only one left standing. And Elijah was going in to tell the king what the deal was, to meet him on Mount Carmel, so the Spirit of God can show you who the real is from the counterfeits. Okay? Keep in mind, in that process, Ahab ran into none other than Elijah. And also keep in mind, and by the way, this is exactly what the whores and hirelings in America and the professed perverted church in America are teaching Americans today. You know what? Submit to corruption. How is that, Bradley? Well, I'm ready to tell you. I'm about ready to tell you. Listen carefully. Do you remember when Ahab called Elijah the troubler? You can rest assured the professors during the time that were praising none other than Ahab and Jezebel, you can rest assured they were teaching their congregations that Elijah was the troubler of Israel. You can rest assured that they were teaching their congregants of the day that Elijah was rebellious towards the government of none other than Ahab and Jezebel. That is until they got on top of Mount Carmel. But I want to go back. Remember what Elijah said to King Ahab when he called him the troubler. Elijah said to the king, "Listen, I'm not the troubler. I'm not the one that forgotten or has forgotten my father's commandments, but it's been you and your household that have disobeyed God over and over and over again to the point where you have now killed the prophets of the Most High God." Elijah says, "Meet me on the mountain. Hey, King Ahab, listen, I'm moving in the authority of the Holy Ghost. Meet me on Mount Carmel." And he met him on Mount Carmel, and what happened? Elijah mocked the false prophets. Elijah mocked them to the point where it was now his turn. And when it was his turn, guess what took place, friends? The fire fell from heaven because the Spirit of God and the God of Israel, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, bore witness to his word by sending fire to destroy the false doctrines and the false gods of the false prophets and that of King Ahab and Jezebel. Let's keep it scriptural, friends. Be right back.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Secretary of Defense James Mattis is in Norway for bilateral talks with his counterparts on defense cooperation. The talks come this week following NATO's leaders' summit in Brussels, where the president criticized member nations for not matching U.S. defense spending.
Norway's recommitment to meet the 2% Wales pledge at NATO's highly successful summit lends credence to the reality that NATO is stronger today than it was yesterday.
Chancellor Angela Merkel's conservatives want more money for Germany's military,
but their social democratic coalition partners have pushed back. China's top foreign affairs advisor has spoken out against a threatened trade war with the U.S.
We advocate a sensible approach to any dispute or problem in trade relations. There will be no winner from a trade war, only a lose-lose outcome.
He made his comments at Beijing's World Peace Forum. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. But a lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. 1-866-582-9933. Talking about, while we're confronting the false doctrine of submitting to any and all representation in this country. Completely untrue, every step of the way. And you're called by those that think they know the Word of God, which they don't. They take, they pick scriptures like a pigeon picks peas, what they like and what they don't like. And the reason they tell you that you're supposed to submit to authorities, they forget and they fail to tell you that it was God that actually ordained the magistrates. For what? They were ministers of what? God's moral law, ecclesiastical law, friends, like that of our forefathers today. But they're told you that they're telling you that you're supposed to just submit to government no matter what they do. And maybe that explains why, the professed church is taking on homosexual marriage now, which has never been in the history of mankind. Maybe that explains, and the reason they do this, by the way, is because they want to justify themselves, and it's going to be a cold day in hell before that ever happens, by the way. It's going to be on Judgment Day, Hebrews 9:27, that they're going to find out differently. But if you look at the abortion industry in the United States of America, friends, they're the very purpose that there's 58 million murdered babies in this country in the first place. They advocate it through their apathy and their tolerance. And what they do when they tell you to submit to corruption in government in the United States of America, it's because they themselves are corrupt. And again, it's an attempt to justify themselves. Let's go on here. Did David violate God's principle of submission to authority when he refused to surrender to Saul's troops? Absolutely not. As a matter of fact, it was God's authority that sent David out into the battlefield to take down Goliath, right? Yes, it was. People forget that. Furthermore, did you also know that when you go over to Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 5, just so you understand what David's purpose was, it tells us, "Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will raise up for you a David, a righteous branch, and listen how he will reign. He will reign wisely as a king and administer justice and righteousness in the land." Okay, he was the king of the land. He was a man after God's own heart. God appointed him to do what he did. Now, when David made a mistake with Bathsheba and Uriah, guess what? God made him pay the piper. And the same thing goes for us. David found out that he was not above God's moral law. He found out that he was subject to God's moral law. So were we supposed to submit? Was Joab to submit to David when he told him to go put Uriah in the heat of the battle so he might be killed? Absolutely not. Everything David did in an attempt to justify what he did with Uriah and Bathsheba, God at the end of the day sent Nathan to point the finger in his face and say, "You're the one that's guilty. Your sin has been put away, but this is the consequence." Okay? And so it is. I want to say this too. David was sent to dispossess corrupt governments. Did you hear what I said? Read Isaiah 51:4. Let's go all the way back to the very beginning. Okay? Talking about upholding God's principles, not tearing them down the way the perverts in the church today are teaching people. In Genesis 6, chapter 5, it says that, "And God saw the wickedness of man, and it was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually." Noah was a preacher of righteousness, and he was commanded by God to what? Build an ark. Why did he build an ark? Because God was fixing to destroy mankind because of their wickedness. Right? So I want to say this to the righteous that understand Scripture. Judgment floats our boat. Okay? And keep in mind, there was few that were saved. 8 souls. Okay? God had to bring the flood to do what man could not do. Because wickedness, man chose to commit the act of wickedness. Okay, they took on lawlessness, which made them wicked. And it's interesting to note, wicked, again, to find out, are those that have the knowledge to do the right thing, but they choose to do the wrong thing. And that's how they will be judged accordingly, because they chose to do the wrong thing, and the world was flooded. Okay? That was a judgment upon the people of the earth because of their wickedness before God. The obedient got into the ark. Let's go to Abraham. How come nobody ever talks about Abraham overthrowing the corrupt kings round about? Sodom, Gomorrah, the list goes on. And his war against the kings. God was establishing righteousness through his righteous people. As a matter of fact, read Deuteronomy, friends. It's a great book. It's simple to understand. How come we don't talk about him? How come we don't talk about Abraham warring against the kings? What, was Abraham disobedient? No. No, not at all, in the sense of the word, folks. He was a friend of God because he believed God, and God told him what he was supposed to do. You know, and it's interesting to note, too, when Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed, isn't it interesting how we hear from the professors today talk about, well, if Abraham would have just prayed a couple more times, maybe they would have been saved. No, the point was, is the Lord couldn't find righteous people in the land to spare. And how do you hear it today? Oh, you know, the Lord, maybe he should have said not instead of 50. You know, if you'll just say, if there's 50, will you save the city? If there's 30, will you save the city? Oh, why didn't Abraham keep going? See, the point was, is God was bringing judgment because he couldn't find the righteous. Do you not understand? And furthermore, do you not understand how the perverts in the church are distorting Scripture? Friends, they're trying to rationalize and extract from the Spirit of God, from the Word of God, from the letter that killeth, without the Spirit of God. You can't do that. And that's what they try to do. They try to rationalize the Word of God. They try to reason out the Word of God. Let me tell you something. Reason is the greatest enemy to faith. And when the Son of God gives you the faith, he also opens up your understanding that you might understand what the Spirit teaches us. And remember, he gave parables after parable after parable after parable. And he told his apostles that were following him around, unto you it is given to know the mysteries of God. Why? Because they were fixing to be born of the Spirit of God. Unto them, parables, he said, to those that were without. And they couldn't understand because they had eyes, but they couldn't see. They had ears, but they couldn't hear. Let's keep it into perspective here, friends. Let's go on here. Oh, my goodness. Well, we got Abraham. We got Noah in there, too. We talked about Moses. You know, we talked about David now. Let's go on to Daniel. Did Daniel violate God's principles of submission to authority when he disobeyed the king's law to not pray audibly to God? Why does everybody overlook that one? Daniel didn't stop. That's why he was thrown in the lion's den, where the Lord sent forth an angel to preserve Daniel. And it's interesting to note, if we bear our cross and hold to the Word of God, the Rock of Ages, and keep our feet where they belong and where they need to be, that as we bear the cross, we'll also understand the power of God unto salvation. And what was the power of God unto salvation concerning Daniel? He obeyed God and he disobeyed the king and his wicked counsel. And because of it, at length, the angel of the Lord preserved Daniel and he sent the wicked counsel into the lion's den where they were devoured. Let's keep it into perspective. What do you think for one moment that prophet of God was going to bend his knee to corruption? You better think again. That's what made him a man of God. Man, which comes into play, Dietrich Bonhoeffer, who went back to the face of none other than Adolf Hitler. Everybody praises him today, but you can rest assured when he was confronting Adolf Hitler, the professed church of the day was giving themselves over to the swastika and the doctrine of the state because they didn't want to have to bear the cross for anyone's freedom. They wanted someone else to do that. But the spirit of the world has not changed, has it, America? Nope. They persecute the living ones, the Christians, the real deal Christians. They persecute them. And then when they're dead, they're praised. And then they praise the dead ones. Yep. Nothing new under the sun whatsoever. We got Steve calling from Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend? Welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks for having me on. I wanted to point out I've had some discussions with preachers in the past, and the minute you point out to them that Romans 13 explains what a commandment to government, that they, the government, have to obey God's laws and only promote good and punish evil, then they always don't have an answer for that, because they actually want to obey evil.
Well, of course.
The Bible was clear.
That's right. Isn't that interesting? Steve just said that when those that represent we the people have to obey God, how come nobody talks about that? How? Why is it that the wolves don't have to obey, but the sheep do? Well, I want to tell you something. That shows you how upside down things have become in this country. As a matter of fact, it was Ben Franklin that said, when you make yourself sheep, the wolves will devour. Friends, keep in mind, when you read John 10:10, that was appointed first and foremost to the church, then the government. And people take that out of context, Steve. Great point, my friend.
Yeah, they overlooked that, and actually the Nazis were tormenting Bonhoeffer with that. They told him that Romans 13 said he had to obey, and they overlooked the fact that Romans 13 made them have to obey what God said is good. It never says that the government gets to decide what is good. The Ten Commandments spells it out clearly, that what the government needs to enforce, and what's good and what's evil.
Evil. That's exactly right.
Garden of Eden.
I got a hard break, Steve. I totally appreciate the phone call. Thank you for calling in. By the way, if you want to jump online, we got one more segment. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back on the other side.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Judith Reisman, PhD, and I am visiting professor of law at the Liberty School of Law and president of the Institute for Media Education. Sons of Liberty is an important, incredibly valuable resource for anyone who tries to keep up with where our world has been and where it's going. I urge people to listen.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Okay, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You know what, that Steve guy that just called in, he's got a way of bringing things that are left out onto the table. And I've heard him do this before, and it's like, you know, things that are staring you right in the face. Hey friends, what you're being taught by the perverts in the professed church in America, again, the hirelings and the whores, read John 10. And Scripture calls them whores because they're not sent by the Spirit of God. They're fakes. 2 Corinthians 11:4, 14. Read it when you get a moment. How come nobody ever talks about the representatives being obedient to God? I mean, after all, when they swear to uphold the Constitution, they swear to uphold the Constitution against all enemies, the enumerated laws against all enemies, both within and without, domestic and foreign. So help me God. With their hand on the Bible, how come nobody talks about those that serve we the people having to be obedient to God? And what do? You see the fallout for the professors, the perverted professors in the American church, teaching people that you're to submit to them whether they obey God or not. Really? Really? Is that what their purpose is? Oh my goodness. There it is at the very foundation. Broken. Into 1,000 pieces. And yet again, they keep... Folks, they're unashamed. These people are ignorant. They really are. They tell you things they don't understand, and they're bringing and heaping damnation upon themselves. Let me give you another one. When you go to, and I was going to bring this up when we had Steve on the radio, but how come nobody talks about Romans 12:20? Well, I don't get that. I believe it's Romans 12:21 that nobody wants to talk about, where the Bible tells us, friends, Yes, it is. Romans 12:21. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Here's the newsflash. That's that which is before Romans 13. Romans 12:21 gives us the answer that we shouldn't even be talking about Romans 13 out of context. Because in Romans 12:21, we're not to be overcome by evil. Nope, we resist that. We're to overcome evil with good. We're in this with good government, not corrupt government. I want to give you another one. I love this. Let's talk about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I mean, did the three Hebrew children violate God's principle of submission to authority when they refused to bow to the image of the state that Nebuchadnezzar set up, Prince? Of course not. Of course not. But why are we told that we are? Because you don't do your own due diligence. You're just doing what you've been told. And how many things are prevalent in the airwaves in America today because they don't do their own due diligence and they continuously repeat things that are not true? They continuously repeat things that are not true. All the lines between church and state. Well, we're not allowed to do that. Oh, you better not say anything. Oh, really? You're commanded by God to do the right thing all of the time because we know the right time to do the right thing is right now. What about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Oh my goodness, woo! How does this fly in the face of people should do their own due diligence and study Scripture? You should know better. We should submit to government regardless if it's good or bad. No, we have representatives. Again, they work for us. We're in it together. Well, the Scripture tells us in Daniel 3, starting in verse 16 and 17, 18, 19, all the way to 28. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O King. O King. King Nebuchadnezzar was corrupt, friends. He created an image. And when the music was played, they were to all bow down and worship it. And if they didn't, they were going to get in trouble with the tyrant himself. Well, what did Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego do? They said in verse 18, but if not, if the Lord doesn't deliver us out of your hand, O King, be it known unto you, O King, that we will not serve your gods, nor worship the golden image which you have set up. Then was Nebuchadnezzar the tyrant full of fury, and the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. What happened to that smile? What happened to that people-pleasing smile, friends? Oh, he didn't like anybody standing up against his rule of law. He didn't like anybody standing up against him because they would not bring forth their approbation or their approval of him playing God in the place of God. Therefore he spake, Nebuchadnezzar, and commanded that they should heat the furnace up 17 times more than it was wont to be heated. And he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Okay? And to cast them into the burning fire. Keep in mind, they were not bowing to corruption or to the tyrant. Verse 21, then these men were bound in their coats, their horsemen, and their hats, and their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent and the furnace exceeding hot, the flames of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. The very ones that were commanded by the tyrant to throw Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fire were burned by that fire that they were commanded by the tyrant to heat up. That's not mine anointed, friends. Then Nebuchadnezzar, the king, was astonished, friends. Why? Because the three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the midst of the burning fire. Then Nebuchadnezzar, the king, rose up in haste and spake and said unto his counselors, listen carefully, friends, did we not cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? And they answered unto the king, true, O king. And the tyrant responded with and answered and said, "Lo, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt. And the form of the fourth is like who? The Son of God, the Son of Man. His name is Jesus, the Prince of Peace, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the great I Am." Friends, listen carefully. When you don't bow, you don't burn. And guess who shows up when you don't bow? The Son of Man. The Son of Man. Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spake and said, "Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you servants of the Most High God, come forth and come hither." I mean, are you listening to this? Mm-hmm. The tyrant was converted. Because the church, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, obeyed the Christ. And because they obeyed the Christ, the nation was converted. Oh my goodness! Through three lowly men named Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They came forth in the midst of the fire. And the princes, governors, and captains, and the king's counselors, being gathered together, saw these men, upon whose bodies the fire had no power. Amen, Lord. Amen, Lord. Upon whose bodies the fire had no power, nor was a hair of their head singed, neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of fire passed on them. Now listen carefully. Verse 28, then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, "Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego." That's all they did was set the record straight by their obedience. They could do no more. They did all they could do in Jesus Christ and the Holy Ghost, and the Father did the rest. Then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, "Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and delivered his servant that trusted in him, and have changed the king's word, and have changed the tyrant's word, and yielded their bodies that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own." America, I could go on and on with example after example. We obey Christ Jesus. We obey King Jesus as we make an appeal to heaven every day, but we know the Word of God and we obey Him on His terms, not on the terms of the perverse in the church in America. I'm sick and tired of it, and so should you be.
And like you said, all that happened because they did not submit to a wicked King Nebuchadnezzar. And like you said, the whole nation was converted. That's awesome. Well, if you're listening to this radio program, you know that you are getting nothing short of the truth every single day of the week. In fact, when I do the newsletters on a weekly basis, I think people are getting the truth, not only the truth of the gospel, but the truth of our heritage, the truth of what's going on out there today, and people are really being rejuvenated. I think kind of set back and saying, wow, I feel kind of like rejuvenated to go out and do the same again, because people get worn down, they get tired, they get beat up, they're tired of the fight. But please continue the fight. Even though it's summertime, we're doing the radio show 6 days a week. We just got back from doing the Alexandria Area Tea Party in Minnesota here this past week. We need your help. Please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and support this work. If you want this truth that you're hearing 6 days a week on this radio program to be spread even more across this nation, to reach more people, those people out there that are in desperate need of a Savior and who need to hear this message, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com, and donate by becoming a son or daughter of liberty today.
Love you by what we do, friends. In all sincerity, if it wasn't true, folks, we wouldn't say it, and we surely wouldn't do it. 1 John 3:18, we love you by what we do, not by what we say. We'll talk to you in, well, a day in 23. See ya!
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.